Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And again, I'm Kim.
I'm Jennifer. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for allowing us to be in your home. And Tom, how's it going?
Everything's great. Can't wait for the air show. That's going to be really fun after hearing all about it in the first hour moments ago.
There you go.
I'm going to be there with the kids.
You're everywhere with
your
kids.
Your kids are at the air show and my kids are at the mud run.
I know. Yeah.
Well, my kids play hockey, so they don't need mud right now. They need ice.
That's right.
So there you go. We just spread it out a bit, but the air show is going to be great.
It really is. Yeah. And that's for today and tomorrow. And are you guys going to make it over for the pancakes?
No, I can't be there the early because we're on the air doing this right now.
There you go.
Having fun.
Know. Yeah.
And earlier this week, I could hear the planes. You could hear some of the planes coming in. I don't know what they were doing exactly, but there were lots of planes coming this direction. You could really hear them over at Ventura County.
I have to tell you what I'm going to go back to the fair. Every night they played the fireworks out there, and I could hear that from our boat.
Fun.
And stuff. So that was really cool. Well, I do want to remind you, if you're just tuning in with us right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Today we're going to have Sandy Nierenberg join us and talk about the Camrio Chili Cook-Off and the Music Festival. And again, of course, we've got great giveaways, and I do want to do a shout out to all my listeners out there. We have been having so many calls, and of course our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is a number that you want to write down or put in your phone, and because we are different from all the other shows, that number takes you to our team, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And if it's something going on today, we'll get back to you ASAP if you are a winner. If it's something that is like in the near future, we'll get back with you by Monday morning. So again, I thank everyone for being a listener out there. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram.
Yeah. On Instagram, yes. And then we also have the podcast on your smartphone. If you go to the podcast app, you can download The Kim Pagano Show, and we are on there. And all of our old shows and our most recent shows, you can really hear all of The Kim Pagano Show right there on your smartphone.
And you know, we were kind of talking a little bit in the very beginning of our last show about kind of getting back into counting calories and walking. And I know that I've been seeing all these Facebook pictures of everybody's kids going back to school. Tom, did your kids go back to school yet?
That is coming up this week.
Yeah.
This week.
I kind of... I feel like a little heartbroken, even though, you know, my kids are all grown up. I used to always take pictures of them with their little new outfit and then also their new backpack and all that stuff, right?
I know.
And I'm like, my kids are all grown up. I have two grandchildren and, you know, I don't want to wish them like already grown up because I want to enjoy them. But all I can say is really cherish that time. It flies by.
Well, I love the summer and I love not having a schedule and I love going to the beach every day and all of that. But I definitely enjoy the change and I enjoy getting back on a schedule. And fall and through Christmas is my absolute favorite time of year.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy kind of getting things back in order.
There you go. There you go. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. I want to give something away. And I know you wanted to mention.
I do. I definitely want to mention Mission Oaks Cafe. Talk about getting back on a schedule, getting organized. They offer great menus every night. They even have some special menus. They have Mexican Tamale Tuesday. They've got Ribeye Fridays. And most importantly, they have live music every weekend with a full bar and a lineup of drinks perfected for summer and the fall. So definitely check out Mission Oaks Cafe. Call them for a reservation at 482-1022, or you can go to their website at missionoakscafe.com.
There you go. In fact, I want to give out a gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe, and all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I want to do a shout out, and actually, we've got a pair of tickets to this barbecue and cookout and dance over at the Ronald Reagan Library, and again, that's Friday, August 28th, and it's the doo-wop band. And
oh,
so it should be really fun. But not only that, you actually get to go through the whole football museum and all that stuff.
Have you seen that
yet?
Oh
yeah, I love going there. So
I love the Ring Library, but I have not seen the football exhibit.
Oh, it's
yet.
Really good.
And my in-laws are coming and
you should totally do that. Yeah,
go.
Well, you know what's interesting is, and Tom, maybe you can even help me with this, they have a display in there that how much the football used to weigh and how much it weighs now. And then it's kind of like a little thing where you lift it.
Oh, really?
It's really cool because, oh my God, now it doesn't weigh anything. But before, when you used to have to throw that, oh my God.
Really?
How was it like 3 pounds? I mean, do you know that?
The only thing I know is the deflated one. So
yeah. I was just thinking that too.
True.
So that's even
know.
Less.
But it is, it's funny how, you know, and that's why it's always hard to compare eras, like who was better because, you know,
things
the
changed
baseballs
so
are
much.
Wrapped differently, and there's footballs that are, you know, equipment changes can be subtle. Like if you look in the old days, and one of the things you'll get a kick out of is the jerseys. They were like these horse blankets.
Yeah.
Now they're like
that's kind of
like Under Armour. It just clings to you like a wetsuit. So people say, well, what's the deal? But tackling in the old days, grabbing jerseys and pulling people down now. It's not the same.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And now what
and
about
you
their...
You wonder if Jim Brown, as he ran in the old days, if he had one of those, he wouldn't have been tackled as much. He might have run for another... Seriously.
Absolutely.
3,000 yards for crying out
loud. Yeah.
So
also,
it's hard to compare.
Also, their rings are amazing. All of their, you know, the football rings that they show there.
I saw they have a display when we were at the Super Bowl, and they had a display of the rings from the first ring to up until the most present.
That's what they have there, too.
Oh, do they really?
It's
so
amazing,
fascinating to see that because you can see how they've changed over the years and really, really changed.
There you go. All right, stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, we've got the Mission Oaks Cafe gift certificate
definitely.
And also Ronald Reagan. And we've got a barbecue there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in with us. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and then again from 2 to 3. And today we've got our Brighter Side of Recovery. And of course, all of our shows, we give tons and tons of things away. And today joining us is Sandy Ann Nierenberg, and she's a great delight to be talking to. She's going to be talking about the Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and we've got tickets for that. And we're going to tell you a little bit about that. That is September 7th, and it's from 11 to 4 over at the Camarillo house over there. And anyways, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Again, we've actually got the California Beer Festival coming up.
So much fun.
I know. And that is September 18th and 20th. And we'll do a pair of tickets out there right now. That's going to be so much fun. They've got a showcase of beer craft breweries that are going to be coming up, and mouthwatering barbecue and local cuisine and just amazing entertainment. So again, we've got a pair of tickets. Let's do that right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
And I wanted to give a shout out to Thermal Imaging of SoCal. I know many of you have heard us talk about this process that you can have done. It's non-invasive, it's very safe, and it's a thermal image of your face, and you can do your entire body, but it tells you anything that might be going on that you're just not sure what it is. And it can be anything from when you lay down on the beach on your stomach and all of a sudden you get lightheaded and you can't sort of figure out your equilibrium. That could be some sort of cause of a sinus blockage or something like that. Thermal imaging can definitely look at that and tell you what all those different things are. If you have a toothache, maybe if it's coming from somewhere else in your body. So give them a call. They're located in Agoura Hills. They can help you with serious illness, but also just those little pesky things that are in your life that you'd like to find a cure for and figure out how to make it stop happening. Call MJ at 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com for more information.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. So, you know, it's interesting. I always think of when the kids go back to school that it's kind of like the new year.
September is my new year.
Yeah.
January is just for fun.
Exactly. That's like the party, right? But
exactly.
Then, yeah, because my birthday is kind of over there. But anyways, so new year. Okay. What are things that, and I thought that would be a really great thing to be talking about. It's always like, I don't even want to say the word, you know. In fact, Freeman always used to say release instead of diet, right? Is that you can release your weight. And I know that you always count.
Drop it off somewhere.
Yeah. Where can I release it at? Exactly. You know,
but, one of those bins that donate today.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think it's really important to, I love what you said, and what you do is even when we always go out to restaurants and stuff, you count your calories. And so.
And not all the time. I mean, I'm not going to fool anybody to make them think I do it all the time. Like yesterday we did our back to school uniform shopping and
boys. Oh, so do your boys wear uniforms?
They do. They
That's
thank
such
goodness.
An easy way to go.
And so we went, did our shopping, and they're boys. So you have to bribe them to go and have fun. So then afterwards I took them to lunch at PF Chang's and we got whatever
favorite.
We wanted. It is so good.
But yeah.
I try to do it a lot, but then sometimes I don't do it. So I do have that happy medium.
Yeah. But if you could do it Monday through Friday.
Then the weekend is really for fun.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
As long as you don't eat all that bread. right?
Right, exactly.
There you go. That bread is the killer, I have to say. So anyway, so that's one of the things. What else? I mean, it's kind of like you just said, you cleaned out your whole...
Well, my new New Year's resolution for September is going to be, because I have two boys, so obviously they want to eat all the time. And like cheese and crackers is not a meal. Like that's not even an option for them. They want food. So I have found that I am a very unorganized grocery shopper. Like there's so many great deals out there, you know, to coupons and recipes and all that kind of stuff. And I don't do it. I'm ashamed to admit it. But
and that's funny because in your clothing, you're...
I'm great at, yeah. I'm like great at like extending my dollar, if you will. But when it comes to food, I mean, I will go to the market on Friday. I shouldn't even admit this. And I'll buy weekend food. Then we'll have nothing for the rest of the week. And I've probably, to some extent, spent my food budget for the week just on Friday. Then come Monday, I'm like, we have no food, and I have to go back to the market and buy my week food.
So do you not go to like Cost Plus or, you know, Costco or anything like that?
I go to Costco for certain things like butter, cheese, but I don't do it for like frozen foods, because we'd be eating bean burritos for a year. Like, does that, it's like, that's a little bit too much food, but not even that so much. It's like, I need to come up with like a food plan. So my friend has, I have a friend who's really good at that. So I said to her, so how much should I spend, you know, per week for my food? So she gave me a number and I go, well, the problem is I've already spent that and it's Friday and I have no, I know I won't have any food
so
on Monday.
So what if you were to like really plan your meals.
That's okay. Okay. So that's what
and
I've
then
done.
You and then you start to write down what you need for each meal.
Exactly.
I think that's probably the better way.
So
to
I
be
try
go.
To do it this week. And so we, you know, we have practices like everybody. We get home late, that kind of stuff. So I tried to do it this week and I actually had in my freezer last night because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything for dinner. By the time we get home, it'll be too late. Nobody's going to want to wait to eat. And I'm like, I have enchiladas. In the morning, I was thinking this. I have enchiladas in my freezer. I took them out and I had dinner ready to go last night. And so I was thinking to myself, okay, every time I make like a casserole type thing, I need to
make another one
and
put it in the freezer. Yeah. Well, my daughter had twins. Okay. And so and then my boys, one of my sons is never home because he's traveling all over the world. And the other son actually moved out. So I have to make two extras. You know?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but it's such a great idea.
Okay, no, I will tell you for your daughter, this is the craziest thing in the world. But when I had kids that were little, and I still kind of do it, I made dinner in the morning.
Yeah.
Because that way, I mean, like I was out barbecuing at 9 a.m. because my kids were taking a nap, and it really didn't matter if it was reheated at an hour after it was cooked or 6 hours. I always made dinner in the morning, and I'm very good when I do that. I'm very organized when I do it that way. So I'm trying to get back to that. So yesterday I put chicken breasts in the crock pot with broth or whatever, and then I shredded them. And so now I can make a casserole tonight for dinner.
Nice.
And it's all the chicken's the hardest part because it's my family's like very picky casserole people. And then I'll make a second one and put it in my freezer.
I love it. I love it. You know what? Sandy Nuremberg just walked in. You look beautiful as always. How are you?
As do you.
Thank you. And we're so excited to be a part of Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival this year. And we're going to hear a little bit more about it.
Well, we're excited that you are a part of
well,
it.
Well, thank you.
Everything's better with Kim around.
Aw,
that's
thank
right.
you. I love her. She's going to stay for a longer.
That's right.
Yeah. And I know that we've got some tickets that we're going to give away, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know what? Let's just start that off. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And, you know, we're going to find out a little bit more about the music, Heartache, tonight, right? I love it. And Caught Red-Handed.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun. Again, that's going to be Sunday, September 6th, 11 to 4. And I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss it. Not only for the music, but the chili out there. I kind of know like which ones to go to immediately,
exactly.
You know? Yeah. And then, you know, you get your little coin. You got to make sure you vote. And it's so much fun. It's just a great deal. But not only is it a great deal, it goes for a great cause. And that's really what we're going to be talking about. And again, I know you want to do a shout out.
I want to do a shout out to my favorite Surface USA.
Ooh.
I absolutely love them.
So talking about the new year, this is a time where your kids have all gone back to school and you can actually start to concentrate on our list. And right now is the best time.
Like
because
my shower.
Because before we know it, it's going to be the holidays.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I mean, I definitely need to focus on my shower because it needs to be redone. And I went out to Surfaces USA and everybody needs to check them out. They have an amazing selection of tile, marble, I mean, there's so many different things now. It's not just tile. There's so many things that you can put on your surfaces indoors and out, and it's almost overwhelming. And the best part about Surfaces USA is that they have people there to help you, because without
them, really good too.
I don't think you could make a good choice. You can tell them your budget, and they'll say, okay, this is what you, Jennifer, have a champagne taste, but you're on a beer budget. So this is where you should look. And I love that. I don't want someone to come up with something that I can't afford. That's not fun. Definitely check them out, surfacesusa.com in Oxnard, or give them a call at 604-1568 and tell them that the Kim Pagano Show sent you.
There you go. I think you get a good deal.
Absolutely.
I know. So anyways, all right, stay with us. When we come back, we will be talking with Sandy Nuremberg, and we're going to be talking about Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. And again, we've got tickets. Let those phones start ringing right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, I'm telling you, all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and plans. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And of course, we've got the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show today and tomorrow. And we've got tickets. We've been giving them out. I've got lots of my winners out there. And again, all you have to do is call 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Leave us your name and your number, and we would love to get those out to you. And probably because it's happening right now, we'll have to leave them at will call for you or something, or we'll have to just get them to you. So call right now. You have a shout out?
I do. I have a shout out for Evolve Treatment Centers.
Oh, okay.
I want to remind everybody, if you are have a child, a teen that is struggling from ages 13 to 18 and you want to get them help, now is the time to do it. Definitely give evolvetreatment.com. Check out their website or give them a call at 800-665-GROW. Your kids are there. You're their lifeline, and you need to make the decisions that they probably will not agree to or want to do, but you need to do that for them. I love Evolve. I love Mendy. I love when he's on our show. So give them a call and they will definitely help you out or figure out what you need to do. They can help you with
but,
that.
Yeah, but the big key to that is before they're 18.
I know.
After
anyone,
they're 18,
I think,
it's like, let me tell you,
you
just lost
it all.
Anyone
who's struggled with a child that you want them to make a decision to better their life, once they're 18, you can't make them do anything.
So talking about that, and I want to welcome Sandy Nuremberg here. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Question, are you one of the parents, and I'm going to talk to all three of you here, you know, because obviously Tom's always a different, you know, the man side of it. But, you know, it's funny. I remember when my kids got, you know, projects and stuff, I wanted it to be the best for them. Was I hurting them or helping them, you know? What's your thought?
The project part, no. I would be like, you're on your own, because I don't like to craft. However, I would definitely say people would say I'm a helicopter parent, except that I am very lucky in that my kids have friends with multiple siblings, and multiple siblings have to learn to help themselves. So I have been told in a nice way by a lot of my friends, you can't do that, or your child is so slow in putting their shoes on. So little things that I have learned along the way that I, because I only have two and they're so close in age, in their boys, it's just easier to do it myself. But I have learned I have to make them more responsible for their own things and getting themselves together. And I've also learned that I go crazy trying to do everything for everyone, and it makes, then I feel bad about myself because I feel like I'm not a good parent because I'm screaming at everyone, that if they're helping, it takes the burden off of me.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's like, I'm not trying to gather everyone's sports supplies and get them in the car.
Okay, so let me give you some tips because, of course, I have four children and they're almost all grown up now, right? But for sports, I mean, right, you know, you go get a backpack for school, get a bag for each sport. I'm telling you, it is like the best thing. Tom, do you do that?
A bag for each sport.
Yeah, a hockey bag. Okay,
we
a
only
dancing
have hockey.
Bag.
It's the only sport.
There but is what about no other daughter? Okay, what about your daughter? She's got to start getting something here.
You know, we're gonna see. It might be swimming. It could be gymnastics, but she hasn't picked her thing yet.
Okay. I had a niece who played hockey. Ice hockey.
Oh, wow. See, yeah. See?
And I leave it in the car. Like, you just leave it in the car because I used to think, oh, what if they want to wear their baseball hat before the game? Too bad. Leave everything in the car, and that way you know your shoes are in there, your helmet's in there.
Well, you got to remember to launder.
Yeah.
Well, I just leave the shoes. Yeah. Well, flag football is just
you
like
put
the
those
weird
things
helmet.
In the shoe, in the tennis shoes, so they don't smell, right? But anyways, it's all about being organized. I mean, really, that's what it is. And so those are some of the things that helped me.
My niece showed up the other day to babysit, and I said, and I was leaving to go out to lunch with my friends, and she was late. And my first response was to be mad at her for being late because she was babysitting. But then I saw her kind of whip in really fast. She was parking, and I said, first of all, you need to be on time. Second of all, you need to allow 15 minutes because that, speaking from experience, is how you're going to get into a car accident. And it won't be like a big one. It'll be like running into the curb and ripping off your fender or something. You cannot be rushed. You have to be organized and not be rushed.
It's called being prepared for anything that you're doing in life, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But that's the parent's role.
That's
to
right.
To prepare them.
Yeah. Sandy, you have children, right?
I have a grown son.
Okay.
And wonderful twin granddaughters.
Oh, you do too. Okay, and I've got twin sons. Twin grandsons.
Yeah, twins are
how old are you?
Identical.
Yours?
They're seven.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you're gonna have to give me tips.
Identical girls.
Mine are identical boys.
It's
love that.
It's such fun.
Yeah.
It's really
But you
fun.
Probably see you'll see this, Kim, that I know with my own mom. I'll be doing things and she thinks that I do these things because I choose to. But in nowadays, as a parent, you are expected to do so many things in the school, so many things for your kids. It's not, you know, it's very overwhelming sometimes.
Well, you're expected, right?
You are
is what you're saying.
You,
yeah.
I mean,
in a lot of
parents have to run the library. You
yeah.
know, there's no librarian anymore. Parents have to run the library.
Because we've lost so many of
parents have to run the art department, all of those things. So it's so hard to balance all that. And you do have to learn to say no. But on the same hand, kids need those things. So you have to be able to help in that way.
There you go. Yeah. I know that we were talking about, you know, again, we're making this sound like it's the new year, but to me, it always was the new year when, you know, the kids go back to school. It's kind of like, it's our turn again, you know, and hopefully you've had a great summer and you've done everything you need to do. But it's all about, you know, just starting to really organize your life again. And it's like, you know, the kids are gone to school. You want to make sure that you write everything down. I always use the, you know, write four things down that you have to get done and one thing that you've been putting off. So I don't try to overwhelm myself. You know, I have a list of more than 100, but I only try to look and concentrate on, you know, prioritizing those last four things. And then, like you were saying, make your dinner in the morning. Make your dinner in the morning, get it all out and simplify in any way you possibly can. And I know this sounds really stupid, but keep your cars clean.
Oh,
okay.
God.
It's like there's something really good about that feeling of keeping your cars clean. One, if you are carpool, I used to have three different carpools four. Well, my older daughter was already done by then, but three different carpools. And there's nothing worse than not showing up for a carpool, right?
Oh, Well, keeping your car clean, that's huge. And I even saw in your car you have that divider thing.
I just got that, and a trunk
that
divider.
Trunk divider. It's
I'm
so
like,
great.
It's like, yeah.
But, I mean, right now if you said to me, oh, Jennifer, can you drive us to lunch? I'd be like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. Part of it's the sand from the beach. So that I can't really help.
Well, at least you had fun.
Right, exactly. But there's, so, I mean, the car, you've got to keep it cleaned because otherwise you just, I took my car one time to be repaired and the repairman said, I know what kind of life you live based on the inside of your car.
So
and I looked at him
true.
And literally I was doing vacation Bible school and stuff was falling out of the doors. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you are overcommitted.
That's funny.
Is that crazy? And I feel the best when my car is clean and
I
everything
love
is there.
It, yeah.
But it's the matter of, I don't believe in giving my kids allowance. I think that you have to participate in your family. Like you have to take the trash mm-hmm. out, feed the dog. That's just part of living there. But I also think that they have to have a little bit of money so they don't, you know, it's that fine line of like.
So they should be cleaning out your car for you.
Okay, so this is so funny. My one son, I love to water, but I hate to put the hoses back. He puts the hoses back every day for me.
So he's probably going to have a yucky, you know, not
totally,
be.
Totally, yeah. But he gets allowance for that because I feel like that's extra. And the other one, I was thinking because now he's seen this money because when we went on vacation, they like to have their own money. He's like, well, I want a job like that. And I was thinking it could be to clean out the car. It doesn't matter whose stuff it is. I don't like doing it. So get in there every day and clean it all out.
There you go. Those are good ones.
And that's like
allowance. Yeah. I used to have to, and I know I'm going to probably bring back a lot of memories, rake the carpet. Do you remember when we used to rake the carpet? I know.
Yes.
My mom said you had to rake the carpet. We had stairs. She wanted it all to be stood up, you know?
That is
so
funny.
I know. So there's things that we can do. And you know, I think that, again, my kids will all tell you, many hands make little work. And if you don't make your kids participate in life in general, and, you know, you take all that out, why are you laughing?
I said to my son the other day, now he's like a teenager and, you know, he's very tired and he's this and he's that. And I'm like, what exactly are you doing that you're so exhausted from? But besides that, I finally said, you know what? You're not really going to probably be able to get a job if you're always so tired and like barely able to move around. I go, and you're moving out when you're 18, well, after college.
Right.
So step it up.
Where did he want to work? I forget.
That was my other one who was going to quit college to work at Panda Express.
Okay.
But
so
this one,
nothing like high goal.
I know.
Totally. And there's nothing wrong with Panda Express, but it was the idea that he said he was going to go to college, quit, and get a job at Panda Express.
I love it.
But I said to him, I said, even if you don't have this energy, you got to step it up. Because
you
got
to write
college,
that one down, I have
out.
To tell you.
I know, right? Isn't
I love
that the
it.
Best?
Well, again, if anybody's, you know, has kids or grandchildren or, you know, anybody that you know that's going to school, it is a little scary for them and it's kind of exciting for us. You know, I remember going into the teacher and saying, I just wanted to let you know I'm Kim Pagano and if you need any help, and she's like slammed the door in her face. It was my daughter's sixth grade and I was like, oh, this is gonna be one of those years, you know. And anyways, she ended up being the best teacher.
Isn't it kind of nice because that's how our school is. When you get to sixth grade, I don't know anything that's going on, and to some extent I like it because it is totally on them to get their work done. Like,
yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Resume,
but I just know,
yeah,
those grades aren't good enough, so what you're doing is not working.
Yeah. And you know, and the other thing, there's two things I want to really just share really quick before we get into our next segment here, is one, you know what, if you have vacation or you have family time, gosh, that homework, I'm telling you, now that my kids are all older, it's not going to make or break them. Go and take that time with your family. I mean, make it a priority because they have to get it done. We used to be in our motorhome, and I it's funny, we were just at a comedy club the other night, and they asked how many people homeschooled. Of course, my husband and I were the only ones that, like, you know, they're like, was your kid student of the month every month? Yes.
There you
know?
Go, right?
Because we were the ones that were, you know, kind of promoting what they had to do, but we made sure that they were responsible about it. And that's the other thing. And I just want to share that. The other thing is it flies so fast, and really cherish that time. And your kids want you to be a part of their life at school. And they want to remember that their mom and their dad were there for their big things that they did. But as far as being a helicopter, a mom or dad,
it's a fine line. You have to pick. I think when they're younger, it's you kind of, that's where you really guide them and they need your help. But as they get older, they need to learn to spread their wings and make good choices.
Exactly. And you know, my husband and I were saying that today is basically give them wings to fly.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to give them the opportunity to do things. And if they make a bad choice, then you take it away. But I think they've got to have the opportunity to make a bad choice, to be put in that position to show you they're going to make the right choice. They're going to do the right thing. They're capable of going to CVS by themselves in a safe way or whatever. But they need to be able to have somewhat of the experiences we all had when we were younger. And I also love when my kids go back to school, because I always have a list of things that I want to do myself. And I'm so excited that they'll be back in school and I can go paddle boarding without them.
I want to do that with you.
Like,
okay.
Stuff like that. Like, no, I love to explore my community. And even if you just go by yourself, a walk somewhere or go check out a restaurant, I love to do that.
There you go. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And we're so glad that you are either waking up with us. We've been here since 6 o'clock. I want to let you know
we're
that.
Ready to go.
No guilt or any.
And
you
look fabulous.
Thank you. And, you know, wherever you are in your home, in your car. And we're so glad that you are sharing this time with us. I want to thank you for making us one of your favorites, Ventura. And, you know, if you see our name out there, share our show with everybody. If you have an event or a business, or you want to just, you know, have us talk about you on our show, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we've got tons of things that we're going to be giving away. And Tom, did we go over all those? Do we even do that?
We did not do that yet, so let's
talk
about it right now.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Breakfast, we have that at Pete's Breakfast House. We also have dinners, Paul Martin's, $25 gift certificate, Lure Fish House, $25. Go to BJ's Restaurant with a $25 gift certificate, as you will to Famous Dave's Barbecue and the Lazy Dog Cafe. We also have the Camrio Air Show that's happening. We're going to get out there later this afternoon and into Sunday. September 6th, how about the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off, Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, Labor Day. That's the party, and we'll be chatting about that a little more as we head into the last half of the show for this morning. September 18th through the 20th, the California Beer Festival, Mission Park in Ventura, and in T.O., Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, the Beach Boys, September 25th.
We've got lots of stuff to do here. I'm going to put out there a Paul Martin's gift certificate.
Ooh,
right now.
So fun.
And, of course, we've got Sandy Nirenberg here, and we're going to be talking about Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. She brought tickets for us. We want to share those with all of you out there. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And it is September 6th. It's the 7th annual Camrio Chili Cook-Off. I've been to lots of them. They're so much fun. And again, call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVol Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and sharing your morning with us and starting your day in a positive way. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And Tom's here. He's actually just stepping out, right? We've got Sandy Nuremberg in our studio, and we're so excited again for the Camrio Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival again this year. I love being a part of this, and again, it's all about Camrio Hospice, and that's really what the money goes back to, but I love that it's a win-win, and you always do such a great job. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Camrio Hospice is a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center, as you know. We don't provide medical support to immediately terminally ill people. We provide practical and emotional support to individuals dealing with a life-limiting illness, whether it's acute or chronic, and grief counseling to those who are grieving the loss of a loved one or anticipating the loss of a loved one. We serve people of all ages. We have groups for children as well as our adult support groups, and we provide individual and family counseling as well. All of our services are completely free of charge, which
really?
Is why we
have do all
to
these things.
Spend.
Wow.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of people always ask me when I help, you know, support different events and things like that. So do other hospice groups, are they free, or do you, is it something that, I think that's something that people don't know, and they're in that time of need and they're like, I don't have any more money and I'm trying to take care of my, you know, whoever the loved one is, that, you know, is that a typical or?
It's a really hard question to answer. Most hospices are medical model hospices. A patient has to be diagnosed with 6 months or less to live. They have to give up curative treatment they have to replace curative treatment with hospice care, which is primarily focused on comfort care, and medical care comes to the patient rather than the patient going for the care. Medicare does have a hospice benefit. Most insurance companies also have a hospice benefit. There is a cost associated, but it usually isn't an out-of-pocket expense to the patient. We don't have those same restrictions. We can help people while they're still pursuing curative care. They don't have to give up anything else they're doing. We don't provide the medical support. We don't have doctors and nurses. We don't bring drugs to the patient.
Right.
But it's a much longer term relationship. And part of what happens is that we can be very helpful in getting people to realize when they really need the medical hospice support.
Right.
A lot of people won't call hospice until it's really, I won't say too late, but it's later than they can receive the best.
So they could have had
benefit.
A couple more months of, you know,
someone
exactly.
to help. Yeah.
Yeah. Because people think hospice really is last
the end.
Ditch,
yeah.
the end. And we're not. We're about smiles and happiness and making the most of your life, given the circumstances you have right now.
Celebrating your last part of your life. Sandy, how did you get into this?
I started as a volunteer about 20 years ago.
Really?
And that I think hospice was always part of my life. I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
My very best friend was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and she didn't want me to visit. And it was really hard for me because I knew I had to honor her wishes. But it was also about me, and I really
you
wanted
needed
to
that
visit
closure
her.
To see
yeah.
her through this.
So there happened to be a hospice training going on when this all sort of happened. Yeah. And I took the training, and so hospice changed my life.
Wow.
I mean, and that really, that is not an exaggeration. It changed my outlook on life. I mean, you talk about recovery.
Right.
You know, I think, well, you know, people recover from all sorts of things, including life itself.
Right.
And hospice brought a positivity and a focus to my life that really had been missing.
Do you think, one of my girlfriends actually took the hospice program
training
too. Do you think that that's something that we should all take? Because,
absolutely.
You know, it's not, even if that's not something you do, we're going to deal with it. Our my parents are getting older. There's thing, life happens. Is it, are you going to learn how to grieve properly, how to be there in the moment when, you know what I mean? That, to me, that's something that when I lost my husband's aunt, or I lost my grandmother, she had a stroke. She was so close to me, and I had to make that decision. You know, do you, there's that shot you can have, but she was too old for it. And I had to be that strong person at that moment. And it's really hard. I lost a baby. I was very young, didn't have any of this training. And so life happens to all of us. But I think the more training you get, it just kind of fills your tank.
But I kind of, not to,
well,
to interject.
Well, wait just one
okay,
minute.
Yeah, you answer
just
this
wait,
question
just
and
one
I have
minute.
Something to say.
I think that what the training does is help you accept death as a fact of life and suffering, if you will, as a fact of life. It puts it in a different perspective than we tend typically to look at it. We look at death as the approach of death as the worst possible thing. Well, the approach of death happens in life, and life is the greatest gift. A good death is part of that gift.
Wow, that was really nicely said, Sandy.
Well,
you know, I mean, because seriously, is none of us are getting out of here alive, okay?
I say that to people.
I know.
Yeah, and it's like, we're all dying. We started that the moment we were born.
I want it to feel good as I'm, right? I mean, you want your loved ones, you want to be able, this is kind of like planning your ending. Is that true?
It is. Yeah. It is. And what we do with our patients and clients is we approach our care of them from the perspective of, given your life circumstances right now, limitations, expectations, goals, lost goals, still hoped for, what do you want the rest of your life to look like?
Wow.
And how can we help you accomplish that?
And that's what I think. That's what I was just, that's perfect tie into what I was going to say, is Kim and I are the type where we want to put it in a box. We want to learn about it. We want to control it and see how it goes. I feel like hospice is, it's the time to say, I sort of wave your flag.
I've
and
done
say,
my
I
job.
Give.
Yeah.
I'm going to let someone come in and at the and make me comfortable and do for me because I've done for so many people. So I, as much as we'd like to take the class and learn how to do this properly, I think hospice is there to in turn help us now.
Well, and I don't think the class doesn't teach you to do it properly.
See, that's what Kim and I are looking for.
Jennifer's right. Yeah. Did we get an A, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, no. Death will be fine because I took a class on it. I know exactly how to do
that. Exactly.
What the class helps you realize is that everybody travels the path differently. Mm-hmm. There are no rights and wrongs. There is no one way to die or to grieve. You have to be open to accepting whatever is going to be the right way for you. Mm.
Interesting. We're going to take we're not. Tom just walked out for a second.
He didn't want to hear about
that. Exactly. I know. You know, and a lot of people, I used to be that kind of person.
Oh,
and, you know, and that it's scary to talk about that. But on the other hand, let's talk about the chili cook-off, because that is a place where if you are a little nervous, but you think, you know, we all have to go through this, but this is a win-win, and that's what I love about it.
If you're a little nervous, go have chili.
Yeah.
That's what
you're
going to say.
No. Yeah. Drink beer.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And you know what? I'm going to open up the lines right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got tickets for you. I'm telling you, you're not going to want to miss this. And it's over at the
Camarillo Ranch.
The Camarillo Ranch. And what are the times? What is it? Give us all that.
It's from 11 until 4 on Sunday, September 6th.
Okay.
It's very much a family event. What Camarillo Hospice is a lot about celebrating relationships and making the most of relationships. And that's what this event is all about. It's coming out with family and friends. There's a lot of activity to choose from. Everybody can find something that appeals to them and have a good time.
Well, you know, you talked about you've got a lot of kids stuff there too, right? Mm-hmm. Let's do a four pack right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here. We are different than all the other shows, and our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I want to make sure that you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We have lots of giveaways there, and also our podcast. You can tune into our podcast on all your smartphones.
You just go to the app for podcasts and then download the Kim Pagano Show, and you won't miss any of our shows.
There you go.
If you have a smartphone but you're a stupid operator?
We'll help you. We'll
the good help news you. Is all finding the podcast is very, very easy.
It's actually on iTunes, and then you just go to your iTunes and you put in Kim Pagano Show, and then it will pop up. And then you subscribe.
Well. Exactly.
Subscribe. So anyways.
And our newsletter. We haven't mentioned our newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Your newsletter's great.
Thank you. Yeah, it comes out every week. And when you're calling up, make sure. I mean, we have had so many people want to be a part of it because it's kind of like a schedule for what's happening out
here. It is. That's what I always look at. Yeah. It's our calendar, and we blog on it. Yeah. I've been on vacation, so I didn't blog this week, but I'm back. You know, we blog every week.
Well, actually, if anybody got it, we have grown so much here at the Kim Pagano Show that we are looking for some more team members. And we've got lots of different categories that we're looking for. So if anybody out there needs a little part-time job or wants to be a part of a positive side of life here, and we would love to hear from you. So again, either email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com or give us a call at 805-419-0008. We are so excited. We've got Sandy Nirenberg here, and I know we kind of got off to a little bit of a, you know, passionate side of what you do. No, it's all good.
It's
are you
me.
Kidding? No,
well,
we love that.
It's good people know about hospice because I don't think everybody calls on it, and it's available to everyone.
And the differences about hospices. We're kind of like the living hospice.
I love that.
Because I think by calling it, you're admitting that, okay, we have a problem and it's going to be with us forever.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you don't call, the problem is not going away. It's still going to be there.
There you go.
It'll just be better if you call.
Okay, so tell us about craft beer and chili cook-off.
Okay,
let's get right to
that. That's
right. Yeah.
It is the seventh year for the chili cook-off. And we've done different things over the years to tweak it a little bit. This year we have a craft beer tasting area where we'll have Enegrin, Fireman's Brew, Lab Brewing Company, Poseidon, and Surf Brewery pouring tastes of their beers, as well as we have a regular beer truck for full size glasses.
Right.
So the craft tasting, the craft beer tasting section is new this year. We have the International Chili Society sanctioned chili cook-off. We have cooks coming.
How many chili cooks are signed up so far?
Right.
Hey.
Oh. Go ahead.
Sorry.
She's pulling you over there.
That's right.
We have 20 signed up so far, and we continue to get signups basically till the day before.
So if somebody out there has some amazing chili, where should they?
Oh, sign up.
Yeah, where do they call?
They can call Camarillo Hospice at 805-389-6870.
All right, perfect. I know we've got a couple minutes left. We got a classic car. I know you got to come back. I know. Don't worry.
Classic car show. DCH Auto Group is our title sponsor this year, and they're going to have some of their new models on display as well. We have a Texas Hold'em poker tournament.
Nice.
Wow.
The Kids Zone is operated by the Boys and Girls Club, so it's a nice, safe area for the kids.
How much are tickets?
Yeah.
If they don't happen to win them on our show, how can they purchase tickets and how much are they?
Tickets are $15 for adults, and that includes unlimited chili tasting, $10 for active military and children 6 to 12, and free for children up to age 6.
Let's throw out another pair right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I am so excited. I want everybody to be joining us over here at the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. That is Sunday, September 6th, 11 to 4. And
tickets are available online as well at CamarilloHospice.org.
Okay. Sandy, we're going to have you back. We chatted so much. I love that.
Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm so excited. I want everybody to get out there. Again, I want to remind everybody of our 2 to 3 show here today. It went by fast.
Today went by
also,
so fast.
Yeah. Get out to the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. That's today and tomorrow. You'll see us out there. And of course, we want to end this show with a moment of happiness. Nothing ever goes away until it teaches us what we need to know. That's scary, but that's the truth. So stay with us. We'll talk to you later. Have a really great rest of your day.